monsters under her bed and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knights Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knights Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114. Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Rami Eisler Trucking of Port Hope specializes in hauling fertilizer, sugar beets, and animal feed, including beet pulp and grain, for farmers throughout the Upper Thumb area. Rami Eisler Trucking operates well-maintained and up-to-date equipment, assuring dependable service for his customers. Call Rami at 989-550-2490 for rates from your local elevator to your farm. That's 989-550-2490, 550-2490. Good luck and go, Blue Stars, from Rami Eisler Trucking of Port Hope.
Your number one Blue Star fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Elber Insurance Agency of Port Hope and Harbor Beach is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Elber Insurance Agency in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 for all your insurance needs.
Welcome to your WIW Sports postgame show. Tonight's final on our game of the night, North Huron 61, Port Hope 40. Like I was saying earlier, every single player for North Huron was in the books with at least 1 point, and let's take you through it. Nick Goretzky, 5 points. Mike Strzeski with 2 points. Dustin Seam with 5. Brad Morawski with 6 points right off the bat. Kyle Case with 1 point. Tyler Schramsky with 2 points. John Tim with 4 points. Justin Hatch with 2. Nick Pelega with 9 points. Matt Kaczynski with 7 points. Brandon Moore with 7 points. Brandon Kaczynski with 2 points. Justin Clark with 7 points. And the last points of the night go to Dan Schillinger, getting in the books with 2 points to cap off the quaint defeat for North Huron Warriors. Overall, though, they were 3-for-6 from the free throw line in the first half for 50%, 5-for-12 in the second half for 41.6. So overall, from the free throw line, the charity stripe was 8-for-18 tonight, 44.4% for the visiting North Huron Warriors. John?
For North Huron, they just took care of business, shooting the ball pretty well, I thought. Overall, in the second half, 31%, 11 for 35. If you add it together and everything, we have the entire game for the North Huron Warriors, 24 for 64, 37%. That's yeoman's duty. They took care of business while they were here, and now they're off and running to the next game.
As far as the Port Hope Blue Stars go, everyone but Robert Schulte scored. Stephen Weiss, with 4 points. Cody Deer with 14 points. Jesse McNeil with 4 points. Colin Gust with 4 points. And Eric Hoglund also with 14 points, along with Cody Deer, to lead the scoring for the Port Hope Blue Stars. From the free throw line, 2-for-2 in the first half, 8-for-16 in the second half, for 50%. Overall, 10-for-18 from the charity stripe for 55.5%. Overall, on the night for the Port Hope Blue Stars, not too bad.
Certainly. Basically, it came down to, if they had two more lines in their hockey team, they could have they could have basically kept up, but that just wasn't going
to
happen.
It's tough to compete with a 14-person team when you have six.
I was watching their legs, and even at the foul line, it was very difficult to go ahead and just get that ball up there. I was watching Cody Deere, for example, and this is a kid with strong legs, and toward the end in the game, he could hardly go ahead and bend his knees to get that ball up there. That you can tell that it was not a leg shot whatsoever. It was all upper body strength, and they were spent. There's no two ways about it. If Port Hope has can roll three lines like North Huron does, you got yourself a really competitive ball game, and it was competitive up to a point. You take a look at the final score, 61-40. My golly, Port Hope, I thought, did a great job, a great effort to go ahead and stay with this team.
Absolutely. Tonight's game broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sayer, the Talk of the Thumb, Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kennedy, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, More Motor Sales of Carroll, Port Austin State Bank, Bayern and Schmidt Insurance of Port Austin, Thumb Farm Service, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Knight's Insurance Agency, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Albert Insurance, and Robbie Eisler Trucking of Port Hope. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights reserved, and no reproduction, retransmission, or other distributions of the descriptions or accounts for this game may take place with the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. And the cellular transmission of this broadcast was carried by the 4G LTE Thumb Cellular, the Talk of the Thumb. John Mooney, last thoughts from Port Hope.
From Port Hope, I'm moving to Harbor Beach because, the fans out there in Radio Land, next Tuesday, the 26th, we have the rematch between Marlette. The Red Raiders are coming to town, and that is for all the marbles.
A swashbuckling showdown.
It sure is.
In the shores and alcoves of Harbor Beach.
I'm looking forward to that one.
It should be a spectacular one. We've heard that actually Marlette has run into some trouble as far as one of their main players, Baisdell, has actually come into some trouble, and he will not be playing in that game, but regardless, it's going to be a guaranteed good game.
I'm sorry to hear that he's not going to be in the lineup and everything. We've seen him, one time, I think it was, last year.
Mm-hmm. When he's still on Sandusky.
Yes, and that was not exactly the time to see him in that particular season, too. I was kind of hoping that he would have a really a fantastic senior year. We could go ahead and see the rematch in Harbor Beach. Well, that's not going to happen now as far as Chase Baisdell is concerned. However, Marlette comes with a slew of kids that can play, just flat-out play. And this is going to give them an opportunity to go ahead and say, look, we might be missing a lot that what Chase can bring to the table. But if everyone gives maybe a lot, 5%, a little bit more, just a little bit more effort, and you've more than made up the difference than what Chase could bring to the table. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, my golly, this is a dream come true for them. Of course, they've been taking care of business, and waiting for the rematch, and here it is.
Now, do you remember, though, last year the only team to beat Harbor Beach at home?
Was?
The Marlette Red Raiders in the third-to-last game of the season. Oh, how history has repeated itself here, especially on WLEW Sports. So back in the studio, pushing all the buttons, that's Jay Lake, color commentary, as usual, John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. Like we said, we will see you back on Tuesday, Marlette and Harbor Beach for all the marbles of the Greater Thumb East on WLEW Sports. Until then, have a great weekend.